The Hazelwood Mine Fire Inquiry has released its report, concluding the mine operator and health authorities did too little, too late to manage the fallout from the February fire. The blaze in the open-cut mine in Victoria's Latrobe Valley burned for 45 days, showering the town of Morwell in smoke and toxic ash. The inquiry's 18 recommendations focus on improved emergency response strategies and better communication between the state, industry and communities. Rachel Brown reports.
5 years on from the Black Saturday bushfires that killed 173 Victorians, the Hazelwood Inquiry Chair Bernard Teague is surprised people continue to underestimate fire.
It's not good enough to take moderate level steps. You've really got to be taking high level steps on any day.
The blaze has cost the mine and taxpayers more than $100 million. It threatened the state's power supply and forced the relocation of many Morwell residents who were breathing in acrid smoke for weeks. Board member John Catford says the mine operator GDF Sewers was inadequately prepared for the consequences of embers spotting over from a neighbouring bushfire.
I think it was foreseeable. We know that the GDF Sewers didn't take as many precautions as they might have done to mitigate, reduce the risk of fire.
GDF Sewers maintains it couldn't have predicted this, quote, perfect storm of events. But the company's Jim Coutts says it will be prepared for the coming fire season.
We are looking at alternative power supply, vegetation removal is happening as we speak. We're reviewing our emergency service plan and we intend to be working very closely with the CFA.
Environmental Justice Australia's Felicity Milner says the mine operator deserved a harsher reprimand.
Some of the recommendations about the reforms that we need to Victoria's mining laws could have been stronger so that communities like Morwell are better protected from these sorts of risks in future.
These risks for many meant stinging eyes, blood noses, respiratory problems and panic about the toxic smog they were inhaling. The Chief Health Officer, Rosemary Lester, waited 3 weeks before advising at-risk groups like pregnant women, children and the elderly to relocate. The board says this advice came too late. Professor John Catford again.
We think it was an appropriate response to advise those in vulnerable groups to consider relocating. Our view, based on the information that we had before us after the event, was it would have been better if that advice had been given earlier.
As the cleanup continues in much of the community, resident Simon Ellis says the health department has a lot of work to do.
On their, preparing of the long-term health study, they're still being very slow on, testing people, especially the kids. Last thing I want in 20 years' time is my daughter coming to me and saying, sorry, Dad, I can't have kids, and being told that it's because of the smoke that affected her in the Hazelwood mine fire.
Clearer protocols regarding exposure to smoke, carbon monoxide, and invisible, potentially carcinogenic particles known as PM2.5 form a large slice of the inquiry's recommendations to the state, as do measures to improve communication in times of crises. Victoria's Deputy Premier Peter Ryan says much of the work has already been done, including the establishment of an overarching body for emergency management.
Rachel Brown reporting.